Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
I'm John Ostakovich. Here's what's happening. A possible change in the congressional lineup may involve a New Jersey Democrat. KYW South Jersey Bureau Chief David Madden has more.
There are reports that former state senator turned Congressman Jeff Van Drew may be switching from the Democratic to the Republican Party. The New York Times and Washington Post report that the freshman from Cape May County met Friday with President Trump. Van Drew is one of two Democrats in Congress who defied party leadership and voted against an impeachment inquiry. Any switch wouldn't turn control of the House over to the GOP, but could prove symbolic, particularly if it comes near next week's expected vote on impeachment.
Van Drew's office has had no comment on this report. The Pennsylvania Higher Education Assistance Agency has extended its lease for a call center in Chester for another year, but says it will close the doors in December 2020 and transfer operations elsewhere. KYW's Mark Abrams reports.
The Chester Fia call center employs 77 and has been operational since late 2012 at the Wharf at Rivertown office complex on Seaport Drive. Fia spokesman Keith New says the center primarily handles federal student loan clients under a contract with the U.S. Department of Education. Uncertainties regarding the future of that federal contract, he says, prompted the realignment of FIA call center operations and a plan to move those operations out of Chester by the end of next year. New says employees are getting advance word so they can prepare.
We wanted to give them as much notice as possible so they can plan accordingly. We made sure that any employee in Chester has the ability to transfer to one of our other facilities that manages those calls. And we also feel that there'll be a certain amount of attrition at a call center.
Anyone wishing to stay with FIA might have to relocate to the Harrisburg area. Organizers of a home gun check and give back campaign tripled their collection of firearms on Saturday, the second day of the citywide effort. KYW Community Affairs reporter Cherry Gregg explains organizers are hoping to continue the campaign in the new year.
18. That's the number of guns organizers say were collected at two locations in the citywide gun giveback effort, the result of a partnership between Philadelphia Police, City Council, and a number of community groups. Bilal Qayyum runs Father's Day Rally Committee. He calls it a success.
The number is triple what we received last week, but the word's getting out for the discussion about parents to taking responsibility.
Earlier this month, Qayyum and other leaders asked parents to do a home gun check and then turn in any illegal firearms at community locations, no questions asked. This Saturday's haul included a couple of high-powered weapons.
There was one that was semi-automatic. There was then a long rifle and then a large number of handheld guns.
Philadelphia tow truck drivers do something that might change your perception of them. Here's KYW's Hadass Kuznets.
For 12 years now, Charles Norton, owner of Norton's Tow Squad, has rallied up all his tow truck driver friends, encouraged them to buy gifts, which they deliver here to Youth Service, Inc. He says tow truck drivers get a bad rap, but events like Tows for Tots help their reputation. You guys usually fight or argue during the year?
We more or less disagree. Okay. We don't fight. We more or less disagree.
So this is a day where you have a truce.
Yes.
Gwen Bailey, executive director of YSI, says they service about 4,000 children that could use a little help this time of the year.
There are obstacles of their doing where circumstances were created where they just could not stay connected to family. And so we do whatever we can to make sure that, especially during this high emotional season, that they have some happiness.
She says the recipients get a real boost seeing that others care about them. The commander-in-chief was in Philadelphia yesterday for the 120th Army-Navy game. KYW's John McDevitt reports football players got a pep talk and learned about a new rule.
Before the game, President Trump spoke with football players in the locker room. The president talked about the new rule he helped to implement, where athletes from the military academies can play professional sports first before having to serve their country.
So what we're doing now is you'll go out and you'll make a fortune, and after you're all finished with your professional career, you go and you'll serve. And everybody's thrilled. That means you can go out and you can do whatever you want.
The president also took part in the coin toss, which Navy won, as they did the game itself. That's the All Local. I'm John Ostakovich. Listen anytime on the radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.